Okay, let's see. Okay, today we continue in Yadei HaKokos. He should be mainly Dusa. In other words, what is the story about, you know, getting dressed up during the main Nidus in a way that maybe could cause the husband to be more attracted to his wife. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, or Samach Dalam Adveis Kiditanya, Chadavim Nidusas Kainim, Rabbi Shonim Omru, Shalo Tichol, Velo Tifkos, Velo Tiskashet, Bibigde Tzivonim. That when she's in Nida, she shouldn't be wearing colorful clothing, Bibigde Tzivonim. There's nothing to do with the Bigdei Tzivonim that we're talking about otherwise. This is so she dresses in a colorful way, so she'll look more attractive, and that maybe should be a problem. So if she's going to put on makeup, lo tichol einel, lo tifkos, put on different makeup, different things on her face, so maybe that should be a problem. So that was the Kainim Rishon of Ormu. Hachabar of Yakiva, we made him Kain Atamagana al Bailo. So he says you're going to make her look unattractive to her husband. Vinimsa Bailo Magarsha. That maybe he'll want to be Magarsha. She's not attractive. Elamata Malova Vadavid Yidoso. So the Zakenim said that Dabba Vididasa means that she should, you know, look at she should be Vididasa. She should be in a way that she's marking herself Mibaila. As Rashi says, "Vididasa hayudosha v'rishonu kimashmo gedover hamenuda v'marchika mibayla." But then they said that, so that was the Zakenim Rishonu. Rabbi Kiva said, "So that's not right because then maybe he'll want to be megarisha." So what does it mean, hadava vididasa? What it means is that Anida remains Anida until she goes to the mikvah. In other words, there's no expiration date. Of Anita. Anita is Anita. So that's how he learns. So it's a machloikas. Is it proper, is there an extra Indian that she shouldn't wear makeup and all these things or not? So, now, we have here Gemara Ksubas. That's on the Chayavid days. Tanavan Musar Mizonos Labal. Rashi. But Ishish Mizonos Amurim Mishasena Othimla Sheena Rafsonis. So she has a right to, she gets Mizonos, but say she doesn't need all the Mizonos. So then the husband gets to keep it. Moser Blaos Leisha. So she has, she says, Moser Blaos Almana Hanizonas Menichse Yisomim. Right? She's an Almana. She's getting her sustenance from the children, from the Yisomim. The husband's not around anymore. So most of law, so they're supposed to give her a certain amount for clothing every year. So if there's extra, she doesn't need so much clothing, then it goes to the Baal. It goes to the Leisha rep. Moshe blows Leisha, Lama law. So what does she mean? Extra, what is she going to do with these extra clothing, the worn out clothing? Right? So the Gemara says, Avra Chava Shetiskasa Behem Bimei Nidusa Kadesh Lo Nisgane Al Bailo. So he says that these clothing are going to be special Nida clothing. And she's going to have them be mainly dusa. So the extra clothing that she's getting from the somim, she doesn't need all the clothing, so that she'll use for mainly dusa. You see that they had special clothing, we may need this, conditional in the scan of the bylaw. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Rabbi, the Tina Moshe blows Almona Liyarshav. But now we have to say Moshe blows of the Almona goes to Liyarshav. Hasam Hudlo Tisgani Ba'ape. Hacha Tisgani V'Tisgani. In other words, he's saying that what? Hasam who's low tisgani bape. But hachat tisgani v'tisgani. In other words, in a certain situation, yes, he's saying that the first case was Moshe Mizonas Kabal, Moshe Belos Lisha. So the verse says, Moshe Belos Lisha Lamala, Marachon should discuss him with me. Nidasa. Tradition of Tisgan al Baila. I'm Rabbi Nathina Moshe Blos Amon al Yarshav. Hasav Hudul Tisgani Ba'ape. Hacha Tisgani V'Tisgani. So
let's see what we said this. If you look, in the Rambam, look at rather in the Torah, page 9. So it says, the royal law should the achid begotten we may need to do so. She should have special begotten we may need to do so because they should use shneim zochrim tamid shehi nida. Because she tilo is kashid we may need to do so el kadeshul is gala and bylo. So we have a concept of special big day nidus. Right, so you have a concept of special big day nidus, and then so he'll know that she's a nida, and then we also have a concept of not being miskashet biyosa. So she should koshi tiru, but then he says koshi tiru miskashet. Because we have this machloikas, so he says, "Bikoshi tiru lishkashi b'nei dusa el kadesh lo tiskan al bayil." So that was the machloikas we had in Shabbos. You know, it's a machloikas which way you go. And then he says, "Bikoshi tiru that we shouldn't be tiskan al bayil." So, you know, there's an interesting Yerushalmi on page 3 that says that machlokes, whether she should have nice clothing or not, The Zakenim hold like Beishamai, because Beishamai says Lo Yorsh Adam Al Kain Matzaba Ervas Dover. So she has to have an Ervas Dover in order, like she did something Dover Erva or something like that, then he could Garisha. But the Stam, but Beisil says a few Higdicha Tafshivo, and Rabbi Akiva says a few Matza Noi Mena. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have more of a concern that he shouldn't be Misgan al Baila. So he says, so that's what Yerushalmi says, ask it, last line, ask it, does Kainim ki Beis Shammai, Ud Rabbi Akiva ki Beis Hillel. That this Kainim are like Beis Shammai, because this Kainim says they should wear not nice clothing. You're not afraid he's going to divorce her, because it's not right for him to divorce unless what's about Erva, it's Dover. But Rabbi Akiva says, Shetiskana Olav, we're afraid he's going to divorce her, so because he holds like Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel, that says that he has the right to divorce her, Afil Higdicha Tavshilo. So then it doesn't have to be Dover Erva. So if she doesn't look nice, then maybe he would come to Megarisha. And then we have the Avos de Rav Nosson on page 4. That Dover Nidasa at the bottom of page 4. Kol Yomim Shevenidah Tehe Benidui. Mikan Amru Kol Abnaval As Atzma Minei Nidusa Ruach HaChomim Noche Heimena. So you have a lot of different approaches here to what should be the mahalach. So Rav Yosef Engel has a discussion about what if she doesn't have a husband, Isha She'ein Lebaal, also the discussions when they do so, like She'etiru Lagam Mehitiru, Shaloye Agbas Nefesh V'tzar Tuva, Lo'osav Ayoshuz Galmudos, Biosam Kultin Mekushotos, Kinoshim Chavaseim Nesuos Lebaal. So what if she doesn't have a husband, then maybe this whole thing obviously is not relevant. Eight. But let's see now the halacha, how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, bottom line, page 10. So it says Roila halacha ches on page 10. It says Roila shetiachad abegadim limei nidusa kidei shiyu shneim zochrim tamid shehinida. So he says there's an inyan that she should have special clothing for nidusa. That they should, that's like a hecker, sort of. That you should always remember that she's a nida. And then, that's halachas. Halachas is a koshi tirlo, this kashet, may nidusa, elokadeshalo, tiskan al baila. So, the koshi hitiru to do that. Meaning, and the Gra says, the pshat is, was even Rabbi Akiva, who says that he's going to come to divorce her, so she should. He agrees to what it says in Avos de Rav Nosson, that Kol HaMenavelas Atzma Bimeni Dusa Ruach HaChomim Noche Mena. So even Rabbi Akiva says, like, in Ruach HaChomim Noche Mena. So this is the. And because it's, you know, on one hand he's balancing two separate things. On one hand, you know, you don't want that he should divorce her, but on the other hand, it's, you know, you don't want that she should be so attractive to him either. So.
So there's a piece here in the Lechem Simla, Shlomo Gantz read of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah Shulchan, we have this din in Shulchan Aruch that says Kadesh Yush names Zochrim that they need it. So Hikshem Tosh Shlomim Zolashono Vayadati me ayin yotzal lehem tam ze Vayatam befurish lehedi b'shas Afopi Kadesh Yolot Tuskana al Baila Perish b'meitara Lavashim Begodim Shalavashim B'nei Nidasa Yishchem Nafkuz Zotadidim Shnei Atamim Tzarechin Atkal Lashona. He's saying, in other words, this reason of that you should remember that she's an Ida is not the reason that's given in the Gemara. The reason that's given in the Gemara is Kadesh Alul Tiskana Al Baila. That if she's going to have the same clothing that she's wearing in the Vashim Begadim Shalavashim B'nei Nidasa, when she's in Ida, so in his mind she's Meruchak. So if he's going to wear the same clothing, the way Rashi explains like Gemara, that she wears when she's in Ida, when she's not, he's not going to be attracted to her because in his mind these are the clothing she's wearing, she wore when she was in B'nei Nidasa. So that reason, that's the reason of the Gemara, Shalot Tiskana, is a different reason than this reason that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. So what is this? You know, it's a new reason, like a new hecker. So. Which is it? And he says there are nafkaminas between this. So he's saying like this. Say she just saw her kesem. She didn't have a riyah. Just saw her kesem. So if it's Shalot Tiskana, see the idea is that in Tzarech L'Hasiyah Merala Big Day B'Gadim Shehim L'Bashas B'Hem A'atav L'Bash B'Gadim Big Day Nidusa Tatayim Shetzich L'Bash Big Day Big the Nidusa, Kadeshi Slachachu, Edu, below Big Day Tarasa. In other words, it's only on the clothing that gets dirty from the dam. So, she just sees a kesem someplace, and it wasn't on the begodim. The fiatam shalot is gana in tzarich lahasiyav me'alei begodim shehim ulbeshes behen. In other words, atav ulbosh b'gdei nidusa. It's only a kesem, so and it's not didn't get on her clothing. So me'ela. We're not afraid that she's going to wear those same clothing we made Tarasa, and it'll because it doesn't look dirty. But if it's because she's usher to him, and you have to remember that she's usher, so then the mice says she's usher. Under the few chazin we go for the tzvichel hachlis of Mosai Kedei Shlo Tuzgan as a rag Mishar Osa Kedaka Bizman Vesta over her gosha. So that's got record the came in the in a pasuch Mishtama Otira Kedaka Yislachu Habogodim. Okay, he's tzvichel hachlis of Habogodim Nidusus Shlo Yislachu Big Day Tarasa Bitzgana. In other words, if she just saw something, it wasn't Shas Vesta, so you assume that's it. It was a one-time thing. But if it's Shas Vesta, that's probably only the beginning. So therefore, you have to take it off right away, because even though it's a little bit, you have to assume it's going to come more, and then we don't want those clothing to get dirty, and then it'll be, she'll see it be made tarasa, and then she'll be miskana. But okay, so these so let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says here on page 15. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Chosur Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, Rosh HaShitishachalei Begadlum Nei Yudusa. And then has Lachates, is Koshi Yitiru. Picture of a sold paragraph of people first before Tamacher Begadim. The same question that we said before in the lack of the symbol. That the idea of keeping Nidusa says Galoshes Kanal Baila. If your enemy made Tarasa Begadim, shall love Shemay Dusa, this Kanal of. Right, he's saying he made this new reason that the cash that we saw, before. When he's talking about the chain hismik rabbeinu beis yosef shnei dimei elu zel zeh, the vemer shnei gemar shelu sosrim zeh zeh. Really, the two gemars are contradictory. Sham omru shetil bash begadim yichadim limei nidusa kidei shlotus kana lav. Right, we had one gemar says kidei shlotus kana lav. Chain omru hukzuka nida vichshkuna zeh. Right, there was a concept of big day nidus. Mestamel of Hashem Yudusa Begadim Guruim Lom Kushatim. And that's against the Gemara that said that you shouldn't wear bad clothing. Harim Hefel, the Zeshel will say, Hashem Yudusa Begadim Kushatim. At the Omer Shetiskashi, Hashem Yudusa Begadim Kushatim Begadim, Zelo Mestabim, Zelo Kul Yom Hashim Ninu. So he says there are different opinions. Yesh Misha, Sharoa Ishta Mikushetas Mine Dudusa. Some people, if they see their wife dressed up, Mine Dudusa, so she's not going to look attractive, because she's going to associate that dress when she was in Nida. So even though she's not in Nida, she's not going to be attractive, because that dress in her mind was the dress she wore when she was in Nida. So therefore, we don't want that. We want that there should be different clothing for Mimei Nidusa and Mimei Tarasa. So he says, so on one hand you could say, no, let her wear nice clothing when she's Mimei Nidusa, so she shouldn't be, look bad. On the other hand, you could say a different svara. You could say, no, Dafka, if she wears nice clothing, Mimei Nidusa, then he's going to associate those clothing with Mimei Tarasa in Nidusa. So the different, he says, so these are different mental, ways of, you can speak to a psychologist, so different ways of how people
was wearing nice clothing when they do so, so there seems to be two different approaches to that. Well, that is that good, because this way she won't be Niskana b'mei nidusa, or maybe fakir, it's a bad thing, and then those are the different shitas in the Gemara. So they're different shitas. So whatever works. So he says, Lachem per kafupi, the Mar Mashra Sisho, the Shlish Amru Chazal, she called a kufu litin of God, my shonim, may nidusa, Kadeshul Niskana b'mei nidusa, she called one more, had also Shahu Balt. I know he's this type of Balteva, so he needs to have that I should have bad clothing. And Shabbos Rebbe Kiva says, no, you should have to have good clothing. So therefore he put two dinim together, because they're really contradicting themselves, and the answer is, it depends what type of person you're dealing with. Some people have a different psychological reaction, whether she has the good clothing, they mainly do so, or the bad clothing.
So the reason that Sechira was for the Gemara in, is that
a sign? So, Zechira goes to Ruhi Kedai Shayuz Kurim, Klobim Merodi Bocher, Dechza Kedai Liskor, he may Nidusa, and they should remember because she Yitiru. So he's saying that you should have So it depends. Some people, after having the good clothing, is going to be the good way for them, and it won't have a negative effect. They may harassa. And some after forget. So it depends. Some people after they should have nice clothing, and some people after they shouldn't have nice clothing. They may need this. Yeah.
So is he saying that if the Tara of that person is like the Gemara and Tzuvos, that he doesn't need to bring his kasha to may do so, then what's the point of having special clothes for may need us or not to may do so? Not nice clothes. Must be the issue is over.
Right. In other words, if you're a person that
it doesn't need the fact that you're being the one made you stuff.
Right.
Right. So then what's the point of having her, then why does she need most, like why do I need to enclose?
Right, so like you said, she can read.
And at first it made it sound like they're both the same spark, they're the scotchic, but different people could be, you know, they both become the
Shemitah Skana, but it's different. Zev Shakas Ruya, Kidei Shiyu Zokrim, Kolomer Mea Roili Bocher Derech Zeh, Kidei Liskori Yimei Nudusim, Neshevemes Bekoshi Yitiru. Chayinu Yikolum Kofo, Yim Zeh Negev Tivo. Shemitam Zeh Yitiru Rabbi Akiva, Havim Einu Negev Tivo, Setov Shivaru Lo Derech Zeh, Kidei Shiyu Zokru Al Yidmei Nidasa.
And now he's making it sound like the Tzuvos reason is Beisha Yizokrim, and the Shabbos reason is, you know, Shemitah Shkana.
Right.
It's not like they're both working in Shemitah Shkana, just different, you know, people relate to that.
Right.
And he's making it sound like one Gemara is one reason, the other one is the other reason, and
right.
I vote for you for it.
Right.
She can have designated clothing and either, and that could be nice clothing or that could be not nice clothing. It's just that there's the hackers, they want to be something darker, and then on top of that, what she has clothing that will use with Anita, so what clothing are going to be? It's going to be not nice clothing or nice clothing. So she's at the beginning. I'm saying, I don't think those are the two reasons. I think that that comes like him, that special clothing, that's one general reason, like a hacker, because that's general clothing. And then within that, you have what are the two dots for the audience, if she should have nice clothing or not nice clothing. But both of those are going to be within the two of having the special clothing.
But from where do we know that this is called reason of 78 also? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah. Take a look for a second at page 29 in the... Take a look for a second.
Where?
In page 29 in the Imre Yosef. He explains these things. His lechem l'sim l'chosom v'tam she'evi yator shlomim shlo tiskan al-baylav v'meitarosom v'vesh v'gadim shlo v'vesh v'nei nidus v'shem d'vigdei nidus v'lukhlochas v'dam v'fizeh אם אין השופס דם בזמן וסטו אלא שרוסו סס דם אין הצליח להחק לבורדה ולפי דבר רב יוצא זה בזמננו ודאין הבגדים הסלח להם גם כשהיא נידה אין צריך ליחד בגדים יחודם ולמי דבדוסה so he wants to say about that if you say that so it's gone out by law we made her if she's going to wear the gadim that she wore be may need us and those are dirty clothing so she's going to buy law if he's a initial so they says if you have that reason so then that even when she gets a period of clothing still remain clean so therefore she shouldn't have to have special regarding the main Yedusa. Because the whole point according to this Pshat Rashi is that the clothing is going to get dirty. And Bemela, she's going to be Mishkan al-Baila, be made Tarasa, that she's wearing the same clothing. That's Dafka because they get dirty. But they don't get dirty, not. And then he says, the Aruch HaShulchan has the two reasons of the Gemara. And then he says that different people have different ways. Yesh deyos. Bottom line, chenu the deyos shown us yesh b'nei adam yesh mishuk sharo ishto mechushetas b'nei didusa k'nei mitarosim mizgan alav mizochar b'nei didusa. Yesh b'zeh einam mizgan alav. Hefach sharo osam b'nei didusa b'gadim shutim. It is kind of love. Lachen ha brayer biyadok he lasos kritzono. And some people, if she's going to wear the nice clothing, if he made it do so, it will have a good effect. And some it won't have a good effect because then he'll associate those clothing with the time she was a nida. So then even when she's not a nida and she has the nice clothing, he's not going to be attracted to her. So he says that the Chazon Ish, so the next paragraph says, the Abbas Manein and Ogim came and served Mirazah. So he says, because we don't have the same type of those there, there was a. Everyone knew she was a nida. You see, in those days, nida was a public thing. So, that was a public thing that she was muksak to be a nida. So she would wear nida clothing, and everyone in the neighborhood knew this means she was a nida. But they, now, today, even if it's begun to be chodim, but it's only yadu lahem. But he held that should still have some.
So what's the guy in our day? Inner garments?
No, probably something that he would see.
Yeah, something he would see, something others would see, yeah.
Yeah, but they won't understand what it means. Now, there's an interesting thing here in the Shulchan Aruch. And in the Madani Asher, page 16, he also discusses these two ideas. Page 17, he says, Lashon Shulchan Aruch Koshi Yitiru Siena Gural Alosna Rav Nosson Koshi Yitiru Mashmah Dabla Rav Yitiru Nekomer Ein Rachachon Udvar Kadesh Ben Yitzor Who Heter Im He Wrote So. That's what he saw in the Gural. In other words, even the sheet of Rav Yitiru that says you should do it, still Ein Rachachon Minoch Ein Menu. It's a Heter, but it's still not But he says that says Ladini was good of Hutas Harchron Shem Shirskana he had to the Khathila. And he says the Pashup shot is that it's a het to the Khathila. The Tachit Shagama Gra Moda was there. So he says in the paragraph before he says, why Gamma Gra Yoda Lachron Manal? But he's saying maybe there's two levels. There's something that she won't be begnai, that's mutter legamrei. That to do something, to dress up fancier than you would normally dress up. In other words, is... that's Ein Ruach HaChom Minoch Ein Menu. And that's what the Gra is referring to. So he says that what if they have a wedding, the family? So he says she imhu dover. So then he says say for chinah v'chista. Also she imhu dover hachrechi. Yes, yes, simcha mishpachtis v'chadome v'yesh b'zeh mishum chomer habrius yesh lahatir. That's one thing. Maybe she's not going to. She can wear presentable clothing the whole week. She won't be miskana, but she's going to a wedding. It's not sufficient just to wear presentable clothing. You have to wear. People go to a wedding. They wear a different outfit than if they just go to. They're wearing presentable clothing. So Lachora, maybe that would be a problem if she's a Nida. She's wearing, big day chasana. So he says, well, one svara is that it's Kovet Habriyas Mikibi Matir, and the other svara is that he says, Loin Mustafini is Omek Sher Sashiva says Kashtos Eda Bethelem Sochein Beinov. In other words, if the reason for dressing up is because she wants to look nice for her husband, so that's a problem. But if he's doing it, she's dressing up nice for another reason, for Kavod Shabbos, Yontif, Kavod the Simcha, so maybe it's mutter even without the svar of Kavod Habrias.
She's afraid of the major problem here, dressing up for a chasana?
Right, he's saying, according to the Gra, the Koshi Tiru. Right, in Ruach HaChom Noche Menu. And the Gra is saying that's even according to Rabbi Akiva.
But it's not a.
But it's not l'chatchila. You can't say it's l'chatchila.
It's not a precept. It's not like a real halakha.
He's saying it's not l'chatchila. How can your wife go to a wedding when she's a nida? She's going to Torah say ruach hachon no chaymeno. So he's saying so then there's a then there's an interesting Ramah. On page 23. It says, Kol Eilu Achakot Sarach Lachi Bemi Bnei Nidusa Bemi Libuna. Shem Kol Yimei Sfirasa. Ve'ein Chiluk Kol Eilu Bein Ramah Mamash Mimotzas Kesem. She's also. Yesh Omer Dei Lachmer Bimei Libuna. Vidin Isra Chila Ima Bekara. Klei Nogi Mahakam Zav Yesh Lachmer. So it's unbelievable in Ramah. Ramah says that during the Zayin Nikiyim, maybe you could be more Mekal. That they can eat Bekarachas. He says, hey, Noahim, to be Mekel, we may Libuna. So the question is, why should there be any more of a Svara? She's still a Nida. That's the Gemara, until she goes to the Mikvah. So why is there any difference between the first 5 days and the 7 days? And then the Taz, okay, no, Chosim Bar Lechami, Elohim Amai Sifloch, one of the shows for Rabbi Shosim, Chosim Chosim Bedrisha, and then the Oda, Fili Yesh Lachmi Yosef Relieven, and not the Elohim Ezekul Yosef Yesh Chosha Shevo, and the Hergel Dover, Mecha Shorosh, and the Yenim Tamei Chokah. He said, Fakir, you can't, I think you'll be more Mako. Once you start being Mako a little bit, it'll be a big kill call. They say, you're ready to be Mako, and you see that she's not bleeding anymore, so even though she didn't go to the mikveh yet, you know, you could be more Mako. So the Marshal on page the next page says, and this is the Rashi. Ain there a Masha Mekel Rashi? You may be Buna Yosef. Let's see the Rashi and Samach Aleph from Ksubis. Let's see. Have it here. Yeah, on page 19. It says that, you know, to give wine to the wife, etc., to the husband, b'chalfalei, you do with a shinoi, says Rashi, b'mei libuna. So he says, dafka, to do with a shinoi, to present the wine with a shinoi during the Zayin Nikiyim. So it's a pella. Why should there be any difference between Zayin Nikiyim and anything else? Rashi goes out of his way saying be mainly Buddha. So the Marshal has a time on Rashi. Ain't near Masha Mekil Rashi. Mainly Buddha Yosef Medida. Afsham Rina Fabaich. The Gemara, famous Gemara Shabbos that the Yom Talmud Chacham died early, that he was Mekil the Mainly Buddha, but that's only Tosa says Lafisha Yu for Gimel Mitbol. Has the Zayin Meinida, but it was of Taurus.
So then it's only a din rabbanim zaynikim. Rabbi Leibner ain't toglum. Hakol shoga. Moshe has an interesting piece in the Dibros Moshe. Pashas is that the only reason that you could say there's a difference between Libuna is if she was Toivel at least. If she was not Toivel, it shouldn't be any different. So Moshe has this Chiddush. Right. But why is Limei Buddha different than...
I'm just saying that, so therefore what? What do you want to say that? If it's not Limei Buddha, what does that actually mean? That even Shino is up there? Can't even do it with the Shino?
So why is he saying Limei Buddha? Yeah. I mean, why is he pointing that out, Limei Buddha? Why is Limei Buddha any different than Limei Nidusa? She's still in the same Chomer Issa.
Right, so I'm just saying, the Gemara, so what would the result be that Heter of Shino is only made with Buna, and the Heter of Shino is not being made?
Right. That's what it sounds like. It's funny. So if she went to the Mikvah, I understand.
Unless you just say Pasha, that the closer you get to the Tara, the less Kshash there is, because he knows that in a couple of days it's going to be with Tara.
Yeah, okay, so then, right. So you could say like that. You could say like that closely again, even though that was the hachakas can wane. The hachakas can wane. The closer you get to the time that you're doing mutter, maybe it can wane. That could be the simple pshat. Right. To do with the shinui.
Well,
normally.
There is no
arachaka
at all. Not
arachaka. Shinui, it's no arachaka. Yeah.
That's because,
Well, what's his lashon, Ramah? Yeah. Yeah. He says without so people
in the Mashal also it's closest to the Shah to the Gemara Chavez and the Pastor Rash.
Right.
Like oh, and that Gemara, that's because she wants to make her right. Rashi never said that.
Right. Right. No, he's assuming that could be the only reason why you should be able to be Mako. So he's saying, so must, right.
So then why don't you think that I'm
bigger
than
Yeah, okay. So he wants to say, Moshe wants to say a big chiddush. He says on the second column of page 27. Have a whole dina bedina nida him much at the lobe of mayim. Well, this is a. There was the two dina bedina. There's one din, you have the hakokas, and then there's another din that you want to be marachik her extra. not just hakakas, but so he says that only applies before the May Libuna. So Mela, why we should can cause Rashi how you know it is a Lahushim Mafteach. You mean the moon will know it is a after it was in the Gilus with Boa Kazan team, Shay Rashi Mahalik, they made the Gusa, made the Buddha up a little Tavla. He says there's one din of Hachakas bidin that they shouldn't be Nichshal in the Avera of Baal Nida. And there's another din that she's Menuda, so to speak. So that din that she's Menuda, so he says, like he wants to say the din of Maftechas, or the din of Liskashet. Has only been made in Yedusa. It's not only, and then he wants to say, maybe not only an Eda that's married, an Eda Pnuya, says Rav Moshe. So that's a big chiddush to say that you know that she's meruchak. So certain hachakas are mishum the Michshol of the Aveira, and some are just because the Nida is Nidoi, is Muruchab, even the single Nidoi. Rabbi Tachman's way is more, you know, it's less of a Kiddush way. As I say, that really Muna, she's almost around the corner. Even though Marshall says, Tass says that could cause a greater problem. But so he says that the whole din of discussion is washing Nidoi. And Vidasa, Vidasa to Hay. She should. So he says, so you'll call Vidasa only during those first 7 days. Not during the, or 5 days, whatever. It's also a big Kiddush. If you say she went to the Mikvah, obviously, then obviously it makes things much simpler, like Taisa says. But if you don't say like that, and you want to make a chiluk between well, she's bleeding or not. So Rav Moshe has this, he wants to make this yisod that there's times that she's also, that she's considered menuda, and then there's times that she's not considered menuda. She's considered also. So certain things are part of the din of chashash that you'll be boiled either. But certain hachakas are part of this concept of being machik. Machik and Nida. I don't know, right? The Ramban has on Chumash, right? They thought it was some contagious thing or something like that. So you're machik and Nida. So that means even a Nida that's single. Okay, whatever it is, we don't follow this. You can say all the stars in the world, but our halacha is that we, until the woman goes to the mikvah, we treat her just as much. We don't make any chiluk in halacha
But it's funny that you do have, you know, a Ramah and says it says that that was the minute, even though he says Yesh Lahachmir at the end, but he says that was the minute so that they can eat in the same plate. Train the organ.
They're
talking about Huckle was there.
Is there looking at that part of the quote from the Mordecai, whatever,
and they're
not the
Yeshua Huckle? Okay, I mean, Huggles, Mordecai, we have Huggles Mordecai, or did I put it in? Okay. Okay, whatever it is, but still a big finish. Okay, everybody. Okay, so that is the story. With the, so the general women usually, some women have a pin, a special pin for Nida, something like that. I think that we also mentioned.
What?
So special like pin to remind that she's a Nida. But the nice.
The Guillotine back there also.
Yeah. But no, that's the idea. But the Torah quotes that they'll be Zocher. Okay, say this.